If you've been following along with me for a while, you know I'm always telling you to put your kiddo to bed early. The goal is to have your toddler or preschooler asleep by 8 p.m. But I know that not every night can be perfect. You can't always achieve that early bedtime. So here are 5 tips for how to enjoy your evening and keep your toddler up a little bit late without ruining their sleep schedule and having them turn into little monsters.
Hey, I'm Jessica Burke, the sleep coach just for big kids. As a mom, I know firsthand the sleep struggles that can happen when kids move from a crib to a big kid bed. Big kids are opinionated and strong-willed, and they can really wear down our patience at night. With over 7 years of experience helping exhausted families, I'll give you actionable advice that you can use right away to get everyone sleeping better tonight. Let's get your toddler to sleep.
Number one, follow the 90% rule. Your goal should be to keep your child's good, consistent sleep schedule going like 90% of the time. And it really shouldn't be that difficult. Unless you're like a major jet setter, party animal, you shouldn't need to keep your kid up late every single night. Limit late nights and disrupted sleep to only once a week or so. Following the 90% rule is going to make it a lot easier for your kiddo to bounce back when they do have a late night. Getting great sleep is especially important in the few nights leading up to the night where you're going to keep your child up late. Number two, prepare your child. Let your child know that a special event is coming up, like Halloween, and that they're going to be staying up late. Outline your expectations for how the night is going to go, and then emphasize that as soon as you get home, it's going to be straight to bed. It's even better if you can get them to agree to it. Something like this: Halloween is on Monday. Is it okay if we stay up a little bit later than normal? Of course, your child's going to say yes. You know, are you excited to wear your costume? If you're a good listener, do you think we can even have some candy that night? Would that be fun? Of course, they're going to be saying yes and agreeing with you. Once it's all done and it's time to go home, we're going to come home and go straight to bed because it's going to be a late night. Does that sound like it's going to be fun? Okay, now why don't you explain it back to me? Explaining your expectations for how the late night event is going to go and then asking your child to explain it back to you is really going to make sure they understand what you've said and increase the likelihood that things are going to go as planned. Number three, encourage a nap. If your child still naps, you can let them sleep a little bit later than normal on the day where you're going to keep them up late. If your child doesn't really nap, but you do think they're going to have a little bit of a problem staying up late, try to encourage some quiet time the day of the party or the day of the event. Also, if your child is inclined to fall asleep in the car, it's okay to drive them around a little bit in the afternoon to get a little bit of sleep during the day. Banking some of that daytime sleep can help with keeping them up a little bit later that night. Number four, be prepared for an early wake up the next day. If you keep your kid up late one night, be prepared that they might wake up a lot earlier than you want them to the next day. Going to bed too late is the main cause of super early wake-ups, like 5 a.m., so be warned. If they do wake up super early, you can always encourage a nap the next day. Number five, get your kid to bed early. Here we are, full circle, back to my main piece of advice that I'm always giving you, which is put your kid to bed early. Get your child back on their normal sleep schedule the next day. Now, if they woke up super early or if they skip their nap or they just seem really fussy, then put them to bed even earlier than normal. Don't be afraid to put your 2, 3, 4, or even 5-year-old to bed as early as 6:15.
You're here learning new sleep tools because you know how important great sleep is for your kids' health and development. If you want to go even deeper and learn all about my rest method, join me in my next free Toddler Sleep Masterclass. Reserve your spot at toddlersleepmasterclass.com.